you might come away from this thinking, well, that was a real tale about man versus nature. But this is not. This is a tale about socialism, which is poignant because Seattle, City of Seattle, just elected a socialist to the city council, if you can believe that. So, you know, it's like news following news. Here we go. I wasn't always a socialist, and my wife can attest to this, that we kind of gradually grew into it, but there were some mileposts along the way. I grew up in the hilarious state of Arizona, and, you know, when you're 18 in Arizona, you have the option, and I call it an option, kind of like breathing oxygen is an option, but you have the option to register for a political party. And so when I was 18, for the first thing I did on my 18th birthday, I mean, when all the cool kids on their 18th birthday were going and buying smokes and porno mags, I was turning in my Selective Service card and registering as a Republican in the state of Arizona. Because I didn't really have any other choice. You know, there wasn't, it was like Republican or more Republican were kind of my two. It was like own a gun or carry a gun into McDonald's. So I went to college with this ethos, and when George Bush was elected the first time, I was at this fraternity house that had bought like 50 cases of Bush beer in cans. And when they announced that George Bush had won, we, you know, cracked these things open and shook them around like we had just like won Talladega. And it was just raining Bush beer. And then the interloper, Al Gore, is going to take Florida back from us, that thief. And so we all know how that turned out. But it was kind of in that vein. I was just about to graduate college, and I didn't really know what to do with my life, which is a pattern for me. And I had gotten a communications degree from Northern Arizona University, which there is no simile to that because that's, I learned to edit analog style on VHS tapes. And I think I had an email address, but so I graduated college. I'm kind of Republican because I just don't know what else to do. And I think, speaking of knowing what you're supposed to do, what the hell am I going to do when I graduate from this place? And so I had heard about this internship with the state legislature of Arizona. And the reason I knew about this was because my best friend had done this internship, and my father had also done this internship. My best friend was 5 years before, and my father in the 70s. And so I got to thinking, I was like, wow, I mean, this has been a really magical thing for them. I mean, we're from a small town, and my friend met a female intern there that drove a beige Mercedes. Which is like, what the? And she's not like an African president or anything. And my dad worked on landmark legislation like the right to shoot feral cats. And so it's like, well, you get the exotic, the Mercedes, and the really important, like killing feral cats, and it's just all together wrapped up. Nice. And so by some miracle, I am allowed to become an intern for the state Senate of Arizona. And here comes a really boring section on how government works. So it's like Schoolhouse Rock, right? If I actually don't need to be any fatter or blob-like more than those things were, but like if, imagine me as a cartoon saying, okay, so you guys all elect senators from your district or whatever. They're one or two. I don't know how you do it. But you elect some people. And those people make a lot of speeches, and they make a lot of votes, and they're always on TV. And well, here's what's happening. It's like the boiling water, right? The bubbles are at the top, but everything's happening underneath because each senator is assigned or elected to a committee. And those committees then are populated by, like, 50 people who get legislation, which is also written by somebody else. Get legislation, tear it apart, figure out like what happens every step of the way. Like this will happen this way, and this is who it'll happen to, and this is what we think you should do, and this is what your voters think you should do, and so you should probably just go ahead and do this. And then there's the senator who shows up, gets told all of that once during the week, goes in and pushes either a red button or a green button. And that's all they do. And I found that out after the fact when I was going in going like, let's shoot feral cats for the good of America. And I was put on the finance committee of the State Senate of Arizona, which didn't sound too sexy or exciting. And I'm not the world's most motivated person. That sounded like a lot of numbers, but the senator I worked with on the finance committee was Senator Dean Martin. So I'm thinking, come on, Cosmos, let's just line up. This is going to be perfect. I mean, a guy who grew up being Dean Martin has to drink scotch, period. Not like a time set on that. You just are always drinking. And like, you know, you're probably going to have to smack a couple female staffers on the rump every once in a while. Because your name's Dean Martin. Yeah, 25 feet from what building? I smoke in my office. And so that's what I'm envisioning. I'm thinking, all right, we're just going to fit well. Well, what I didn't expect was that Dean Martin had turned into somebody who wore a calculator watch non-ironically. And was the only senator who I think owned a laptop at that point and was just constantly every meeting, even though they have a stenographer, taking down every word that gets said, literally, every period, every comma, every everything, and yet he's still. So I'm like, well, I mean, he's probably playing World of Warcraft or something. I don't know. All he has to do is pick red or green. And so I'm like, this, and he's the Republican. He's my people. And it was just a disappointment, you know. And then I go, well, maybe I'm changing a little bit. You know, maybe I'm not quite the Republican I thought I was. Because I generally, like, align myself with the people who I think are the coolest. So then I'm like, well, what about these Dems? And so literally, the, like, top Republican, Dean Martin, fake Dean Martin, sits next to, like, 1,050-year-old Rooster Cogburn from middle of nowhere Arizona Democrat who's been in the Senate. Like, I think he started the Senate. And his cowboy boots are always up on the desk, and he's just, like, asleep the whole time. And anybody it wakes him up, he just yells about water rights and, like, use of land and, like, grazing. And they're totally out of touch. And so then I'm out of touch. Like, it doesn't take much. Like, if I'm a follower, if nothing else. And so, so, like, the highlight of the entire experience was I rode an elevator with Janet Napolitano, who was the governor at the time, who was former Homeland Security person who now runs a college or something, I don't know. But she was really short, and so, like, the highlight was me getting into an elevator and looking at Janet Napolitano going, you know, I thought you were going to be a lot bigger in person. And then, like, her security person, like, stepping in between us. Anyway, so, but as part of the internship, besides all the disappointment with people and the like, legislative process being a joke, they had us do these educational outings. Like, we're recent college graduates. We don't want any more education. We've paid for all the education we care to get temporarily. But they would take us to places as, like, a way for us. I don't know what they wanted us to learn. They would take us to, like, a farm. And unless you're from, like, the Phoenix metro area, like, odds are you've seen a working farm before. Odds are you came from a working farm. Or they would take you to the cool ones where they're like, we're going to go check out the SWAT team training area. And we're like, all right, you know, like green screen with like the green plastic gun. And we're just like, and they get there and it's like, okay, unfortunately, the training simulator's down right now. So if it was working, what you would see right now is, and so we're just kind of like, this sucks, man. And so the last, I'm just done with everybody, right? I'm no longer a Republican. The Bush beer was nice. The president, whatever. The Democrats were just like not like the knights in shining armor. They thought they're more like drunken cowboys in dusty, like seersucker suits. So I'm there. It's like the last outing of the Senate internship. I've gained nothing from this. I've regressed from my archaic communications degree by taking this like internship. And so they take us to a youth correctional facility. And I'm thinking, there's no way that you can make this suck, right? If you're under 18 and you've done something to get locked up, like you are a showman of the nth degree. So we're gonna see some fireworks today. So I'm excited. However, it turns out it's a youth detention center / injured endangered animal sanctuary. Which is kind of like the Stuckey's of youth correctional facilities, right? Like anywhere you can get your oil changed and legal advice at the same locale. Get some biscuits and gravy and like your name engraved on a quarter. It's like, it's all happening right here. And so the educational piece they had for us was to rake up endangered animal poop. And that was it. I was like, what have I done with my life? Like, I was drinking Busch beer not too long ago. I could have just ridden that one out. Become a Democratic senator at some point. And then I hear some laughter. And I was like, what? And then I hear a bunch of people clapping. And I'm like, that's definitely not the Senate people. And I look, and it's like, off in the distance, there's like 20 young boys in like yellow jumpsuits just having the time of their life playing softball. And I'm just like standing with these like various poop cleaning tools. And I'm looking at them and I'm looking at me. And I've just like paid for a college degree. I'm doing all the right things. And here I stand. And so I just drop it and I was like, that's it. And I walk over and I start playing softball with the inmates. And I think I probably played for about 7 minutes or so before the lady who was our handler at the joint correctional facility / endangered animal rescue mission sees me and starts just losing it. I'm playing right field, so I'm easily accessible. And so she says, she's like, what are you doing? But she's at the edge of the grass, right? And so she like won't let herself take another. She's like Moonlight Graham from you remember that in Field of Dreams where he's like, should I take a step onto the? It's like, will it make me a convict? So she's like, finally just screams, what are you doing? And I'm like, I mean, there's like two answers to this. I like, and in a micro sense, I'm like, playing a little shallow, so in case T-Bone hits it low, that I can hopefully gun out little Joker coming from third base into home. But on a macro sense, I'm kind of just giving up. So, needless to say, she's really putting a cramp in the fella's style by disrupting the game. And so I have to walk hangdog back down, like just like, bye, guys. And these inmates there in prison are just like, okay, square. Like, they got the upper hand. A bunch of children who have had felonies are like now above me because the cosmos is a crazy place. And so I get out there and I'm just kind of like, I don't know. And the woman is super pissed and she's like, jams a rake in my hands and goes, get in that cage. And she literally like ushers me into this cage, and I kid you not, shuts the door and closes it behind me. So I was like, well, okay, you really got me there. And I'm just like raking. And I kind of look, and all of the other interns, there are like 20 of them, are like locked into the fence. Like it's chain link, and they're just like eyes wide, like glued on me. I kind of look over like, I mean, I had a couple nice catches. It's not like I mean, what is a hero, really? So, and that's when I hear the first whoom, whoom. And I kind of keep raking. Whoom, whoom. And if I had, I mean, it's a pretty good sized cage. If I had the, like, wherewithal to look up, which I did at the exact wrong moment, I would have seen the supposedly injured bald eagle swooping down, talons out. And I noticed it when it was like just about a second from doing what it did, which is knock me to the ground with its claws in my shoulder. It rips my t-shirt. I kid you not. I can't make this stuff up. And goes back up to the other side. And I know what it's going to do, so I've just been playing softball. I hop up and have the rake in my hands, and as this thing swoops, I'm like Luke Skywalker when Darth is throwing the stuff at him, you know, and he's just like... And I'm giving it all I got. This is like my last ditch effort to like make something of my life. And damn it, if I have to kill an endangered species to prove I'm a man, then I'm going to do it. And the people are going insane. Like, the woman can't figure out where she's left the lock because she locked me in. That, like, it's just pandemonium. And I have this moment where I go, yeah, I could kill this eagle. I think we've proved that. But who would I be doing it for? You know, would I be doing it as a Republican? Would I be murdering an endangered species for the Democrats? That's when I kind of realized that, you know what? We're all in this together. So I put down the rake, calmly walked out of the cage, and that's why I always vote for Ralph Nader.